Senate Bill 219 would limit the amount of PFAS allowed in Alaska's drinking water to levels announced by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2024, which follows the science on health effects. It would also require the state to test public drinking water sources annually and to provide residents with clean water if they test above those legal limits. This comes 2 years after the Alaska legislature passed a law ending the use of PFAS in firefighting foams, which is the leading source of PFAS in the environment, especially at airports and military bases. PFAS are also found in a variety of products like nonstick cookware, waterproof fabrics, and food packaging. Jenna Calhoun is a staffer for Senator Scott Kawasaki, who introduced the bill. She said at the Senate State Affairs Committee hearing that the bill would expand the responsibilities of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Well, what it does is it establishes an annual expectation for the DEC to test all public water systems in the state for PFAS. That way, they are continually monitoring our drinking water to ensure that it's safe for Alaskan citizens.
Health issues linked to PFAS include several types of cancer, reproductive problems, and immune system issues. DEC has logged PFAS at hundreds of sites around the state, including in Gustavus, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. Calhoun said the cost to provide clean drinking water would be borne by the party responsible for spilling PFAS or the chemical manufacturer. Janet Nielsen has lived in Gustavus for about 30 years. In 2018, the Alaska Department of Transportation alerted residents that PFAS was found in groundwater around the Gustavus Airport, which is located upstream from neighborhoods. Researchers tested her kid's blood as part of a study published in 2022 that traced PFAS contamination at the airport through the drinking water and into residents' bodies. Nielsen testified at the hearing that her two kids were exposed to PFAS at school.
Without SB 219, Alaska is effectively telling its citizens that levels up to 70 parts per trillion in their water are safe, and they are not. We know that. And I know now that my family was not so lucky. Even though we didn't live inside the plume, my kids were drinking contaminated, poisoned water at their preschool and at their school at 40 parts per trillion.
Right now, Alaska does not have enforceable drinking water standards for PFAS, but recommends action at 70 parts per trillion. Many wells in Gustavus tested at or above that in 2024, the last time testing was done. DOT provides clean drinking water to some properties there. Those levels, 40 to 70 parts per trillion, are far higher than EPA standards announced a couple of years ago, which capped levels for some PFAS chemicals at between 4 and 10 parts per trillion, after a slew of studies found serious health impacts even at low concentrations. For reference, 1 part per trillion is like a single drop of water in 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools. But under the Trump administration, the EPA announced its intent to rescind or delay those new standards. Nielsen said that means the state should take the lead on protecting Alaskans. Several states have enacted laws on PFAS in drinking water. DOT and DEC estimate that enforcement would cost nearly $19 million in the first year, according to the bill's fiscal notes. Pamela Miller is the executive director and senior scientist at Alaska Community Action on Toxics, a nonprofit that advocates for PFAS regulations. She testified at the hearing.
People do continue to be exposed to dangerous levels of PFAS, and this failure to act puts people at long-term risk.
Miller said she supports the bill, except for the section on using thermal remediation, since some studies have shown the technique doesn't always work. She also said the nonprofit has distributed more than 100 PFAS water test kits to communities across the state. A companion bill, House Bill 235, has been introduced by Representative Carolyn Hall. The bills are written to address public drinking water sources. Nielsen, the parent who raised her kids in Gustavus, says she hopes that will include private wells. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.